But then Judaism head to toe, and we're going to work our way down to the hands. And today we will discuss writing. Writing. So we know writing is one of the tasks on Shabbat that are prohibited. We're not allowed to write on Shabbat. We know that on Chol HaMoed, the days in between, within the Yom Tov, between the first day and the last day of Pesach and Sukkot, what we call Chol HaMoed, we're not supposed to write unnecessarily. We write if there's a reason, if there's a need. And even then, when possible, we don't write the classical way. We do things a little differently. You might write with your right hand instead of your left hand. You might write things out of order when possible. So writing is something which we view as an important task. We have a biblical mitzvah to write a Sefer Torah. It says in the end of the Torah, Ve'ata kitvu lachem tashira hazot. Write down this song, and the Torah is talking about the whole Torah. We have a mitzvah to write the Torah. Every Jew should write a Sefer Torah. the Rosh, Rabbeinu Asher, was a commentary who lived approximately 800 years ago, a little less. The Rosh says the mitzvah is to have words of Torah that you learn from. And today that we learn from our books, so we fulfill it by having a library. You don't have to write a Sefer Torah specifically. We still view writing a Sefer Torah as a very big mitzvah. The king has a mitzvah to write Mishneh Torah, a second copy of the Torah, which is, he'll write a small version which he'll wear like an amulet that he'll have with him and he'll learn from. So he has another mitzvah of writing. What other mitzvot do we have of writing? So we know that writing words of Torah is like learning Torah in a certain sense. So when we wake up in the morning, before we learn Torah, we make a blessing over learning Torah. Before we start learning, we make two blessings, right? Asher kidushanu b'mitzotav v'tzivanu, lasok b'divrei Torah, v'harivna, that's blessing number one on learning Torah, amen asher bachar banu v'natan lanu et Torato, that's blessing number two on learning Torah. If a person is going to write words of Torah, even though he's not saying words of Torah, he must make the blessings. What happens if he's thinking words of Torah? So then the Shulchan Aruch says he does not have to make the blessing, and the Gra holds he does have to make the blessing. So writing is more than just thinking. The Shulchan Aruch that says that for thoughts of Torah, if you're reviewing what you've learned, you're thinking about Torah, you do not need the blessing, says the Shulchan Aruch. But if you're writing words of Torah, Shulchan Aruch says, you do have to make a blessing. We see from here that writing is closer to speaking. It's an act far closer than thinking. So where else do we encounter writing? The Torah tells us when you have testimony, when you accept testimony, the courts have to hear him from the mouths of the witnesses. And that's why the courts would study many languages, so that they could hear the witnesses. The Talmud says, him. Lo mipi turgaman. You have to hear their words. Don't hear a translator. Him. You have to hear their testimony. Lo mipi ktavam. And not from their writing. A witness could not come into court and write out his testimony. What do we see from that Gemara? That writing, there was room to understand that writing equals saying. And the Talmud says, no, testimony must be heard by the court. He cannot write it. He cannot communicate his testimony in writing. Oh, we can write a contract. A witness can sign a contract. But if it's testimony that the courts have to hear, writing does not equal saying. So we have an interesting indication here that writing is almost like talking, in the sense that the Torah had to tell you that writing testimony doesn't equal saying testimony. That's telling me that writing is very close to talking. And that's why for writing words of Torah, we would have to make a blessing over learning Torah. If I were only thinking words of Torah, Shulchan Aruch says you don't need to make a blessing, and the Rama says, the Gra says you do need to make a blessing. We have a mitzvah to write tillin and mezuzah, right? So we uchtavtama mezuzot beitecha. The Torah words it as you will write it on your doorpost. We don't have to write it on the doorpost. You wouldn't even fulfill the mitzvah if you wrote it on the doorpost. You write on the parchment. We put the parchment on the doorpost. The mitzvah of mezuzah. And perhaps in our next class, we should quickly go over the mitzvot of mezuzah, even though we'll leave that, because my thought is we will go through the body parts and then we'll go through the house. We'll take a walk through a house, starting from the driveway, and go through the laws of a house. So today we spoke about certain mitzvot of writing. What else do we need to know? Writing ordinarily is defined as writing with the Hebrew script. We're not really supposed to use the Torah script for other things. The idea that you have the Gutermint Yad Ktav as a font in Word is problematic, because you're not supposed to use that font. The font of Torah, of the writing in Torah, is supposed to be saved for Torah. And that's why the script that we call Rashi's script actually predated Rashi. Long before Rashi, they were using that script to denote, this is not words, this is not text of the Tanakh. That was script that was used to show these are words of our written law, these are words of commentaries. And so other commentaries and people in their regular writing would use Rashi script. People would write letters, they would not use the Torah script. They would use what we call Rashi script. I have a dedication. I went to obtain a set of Rav Kapach's commentary on Rambam for my father. And then I asked Rav Kapach to dedicate the Rambam. So he wrote it, a dedication, in Rashi script. So at first I looked at it and I was trying to figure out what I'm reading here, right? What language did he write? Because I'm not used to seeing people handwriting an Aleph the way it is in Rashi script. But that's how the Yemenites write. So when we speak about writing, the font we use is not supposed to be the Torah font for other things other than the written Torah, the Torah of the Tanakh, etc. Okay? What else do we need to know about writing? What else do we need to know about writing? We discussed that.
It's like how...
Laws of Shabbos. We have our Shabbos class on Friday. Laws of Shabbos. I guess the other stuff we'll discuss under the heading of the mezuzah. Okay.